I'm Marjorie, and you're watching Ask at Dead in Hip Hop. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
What's good?
I didn't mean it like that. Today's question comes from Antoine Rashad, and he goes, similar to the is the South respected in hip hop discussion. Do you guys think that the North, especially New York, is relevant in hip hop currently today?
Because general mainstream underground, you got what, ASAP, you got Joey Badass, you got
Jay-Z. I mean,
it's still relevant.
They fell off a little bit, right. But they still relevant.
I think now they are.
Because they're the only thing battling the South. Who else is combating the South as far as, actually, I guess the West,
West
is too
West.
Now.
Yeah.
I guess the West is now.
The West is more relevant right now than the North.
You're right.
But they're still relevant. They're just not on top of the game like they used to be.
They have more people now that we can talk about. You know, we can talk about Action Bronson. We can talk about Joey Badass. You know, so now they have some names that you can refer to. And you know, you still got Premier that's still putting out stuff. You still got Freddie Fox that's still putting out albums. So,
man, will you stop it? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Talking relevance.
That's like talking about football and you bring up fucking Refrigerator Perry.
But they dropped albums last year.
Dropped an album that nobody was interested in. Why are you bringing up Freddie Fox? You just killed your whole argument. I mean, nothing against Freddie Fox. The album was actually good.
But I'm just saying,
that didn't do shit for the North.
Yeah, I mean, for New York, you didn't do that for the New York scene.
No.
Those guys aren't getting checked right now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's like, oh.
Everybody was checking for Life is Good.
Yeah. Exactly. Nas is still relevant.
Everybody was checking for Joey Badass.
Exactly. Let Jay-Z drop an album. Oh, shit, you heard that new Jay? That's different, man. Even,
Go ahead.
But the point was that they're still more relevant than the albums
that you're talking about.
Go ahead, Ken. Go finish your point, Ken.
Yeah, man. Y'all go ahead, man.
You got it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead,
Ken.
Look at
Marge.
She can go back for
him. No, I want to hear what Ken has to say. Go ahead, Ken.
I don't know. I mean, I thought I had a point there, but I guess I don't now anymore. Everybody just said, nigga, you don't know what the fuck you talking about right now.
I'm not going that extreme. I said you ruined your argument by throwing out. You were good for a minute, then you threw out Freddie Fox. That's all I'm saying.
So you're saying that nobody know who Freddie Fox is?
No, I'm saying nobody.
Watch the show.
I'm saying that Freddie Fox's album did not do shit for New York. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's true.
The last thing he really did for New York was his verse on Militia.
Damn, poor Freddie.
But yeah, New York, they got
a cool scene. So, you know, ain't nothing irrelevant about New York hip hop scene.
You know, they're not as dominant as they have been.
Yeah, hell no.
Oh, no. You mean like as far as the 90s dominant?
No way.
Do you think they can get that back though?
I think now they can. I think if the cards are played right, I think they could now, because with the success of someone like Kendrick Lamar, you have lyricism and songwriting mm-hmm. being brought back to the table and being important. Mm-hmm. So if those dudes jump on it properly, they can bring it back. But with, you know, I don't know, they still got to battle the Trinidad Jameses and the Keith Keefs of the world. They gotta do something with that. But we left out one of the biggest names in hip hop right now that's from New York. Look at ASAP Rocky.
I said
he's totally
when I first said it, I said ASAP, Action Bronson, and Joey Badass.
Yeah, ASAP is definitely giving New York its name again.
ASAP is definitely
happened like that.
New York.
Yeah, but that's when you bring up Freddie Fox.
No, it's not.
I'm playing. No, come on, I'm joking. But I'm saying, as far as bringing back New York hip hop and making New York hip hop relevant, I don't think Nicki Minaj is doing any of that right now. That's what I'm saying. Freddie Fox did more for New York hip hop than Nicki Minaj did. That's what I'm saying. And if Freddie Fox is watching, please don't take this wrong. I love Freddie Fox. Freddie Fox is my shit. I'm just saying. Freddie Fox is dope. Angry motherfucker, boy. When him and Bumpy Knuckles get on a track, forget about it.
Yep.
I mean, of course you would consider New York to be relevant if you're talking about Jay-Z. I mean, Jay-Z is just Jay-Z. I think that's something by itself. But I guess in comparison to the South and the moves that are being made down here, I guess that's just what he was saying. Can it compare? Like, is it a comparison?
I think even right at all? Now, right now, no. You know what I'm saying? I think the majority of the big artists that get national play that people are talking about are more from the South. You know what I'm saying? It's been like that for a little bit now, and it's still like that.
Look at the South and the West.
I think the West is catching up. Like, they're right there. They're right there. I think they're
still beating them out, though.
But the South is still beating them out.
I mean, really, from the West, like how many names do we have that are really popular outside of, like, you know, the TDE, yeah. the TDE crew? Game. Outside of them, Game,
Our Future. You know what I'm saying?
So Our Future is like at least three of them are big. You talking about Tyler, yeah, Frank, and Sweatshirt. Those three. Well, right now, yeah, I give you that. Frank is the only one really doing noise.
And you know, something I didn't really mention, like, the thing with ASAP is, like, he's not even doing a New York sound. He's doing more of a Southern sound.
Yeah,
does he even really count?
But I think he does because
he still reps Harlem.
The question, though, it sounds like more like they were talking about, like, can New York, like, bring that New York sound back to hip-hop? If that's the question... I don't know, because no one's really doing that New York sound, that except classic New York sound, except for Joey. Like, Nas wasn't doing that on his last album. And what else from New York had a big hit?
But you know what? Remember we had that conversation one time where now these different areas don't necessarily have their own signature sound anymore. A lot of it is blended. Well, a lot of people still have their signature sounds, their regional sounds. But the majority of music is not regional in terms of sound like that anymore. You think so?
Yeah, well, because when Joey Badass came out, what's the first thing everybody said? Joey. He sounds like New York.
New York in the 90s. Okay,
but then when Trinidad James comes out, ain't nobody gonna be like, damn, I wonder where he's from.
Exactly. But
that's what I'm saying.
But everybody's trying to do the South sound. And I think that almost every other region is infused with the South somehow, no?
No, everybody tried to do the South sound a little. That's gone now.
Say again?
Everybody tried to do the South sound a while ago, but now they want to get back to, you know, that whole New York sound that they had. And one of the things I want to say is it doesn't help when one of the New York stations in New York, Hot 97, when they don't play, you know, New York artists to help keep those artists that are buzzing, you know, into the forefront. They're playing artists from the South or from the West, and mainly because of, you know, of spins, and they don't bring in an attractive audience. So
they're the minor leagues.
Yeah, the whole minor league thing. I mean, no, I get it as a business, right. But what I'm saying is that if New York, it's hard for New York to get that sound back when they don't have a lot of support from New York itself. Like, they, at one point in time, Hot 97 did used to play that type of music.
Because that sound was popular. But we
all agree that Joey Badass is pretty fucking dope, right?
Yeah, but he's not on the radio.
Okay, he isn't, but at least he should get play at Hot 97. You see what I'm saying? Because back in the day, even in the golden era of rap, even those underground dudes like the Jada Kisses and all of the street dudes, they got play on the radio up there.
That sound was popular in the 90s. That sounds not popular now. What I'm saying is these dudes should stop shooting for the fucking radio. The radio is not going to help you. You have to go other routes. Either you're going back to the good old days of selling shit out your trunk, or you're going the internet route. Those are your options. Hot 97 is not going to help you. And I can't even look at Hot 97 and get mad at them because they're playing what people are suggesting and requesting. They're the ones calling the radio stations up and being like, hey, I want to hear this, that, and they're playing what they're getting paid for.
But what else are they supposed to do? But don't you think that it is also your a slight responsibility as a disc jockey to play what's hot regardless of what you find, what's coming out in your neighborhood and your neck of the woods that you think is dope?
Well,
I think that that's what radio is missing. And I think that's the reason why a dude like Trinidad James could be rapping for 10 months and then get a $2 million deal, because the radio is not promoting the local talent that is also dope, that the disc jockey thinks that they're dope.
It depends on the time slot, because there is a show that do dedicated play
those. I know Hot 97 has that, yeah. Super at Midnight or whatever, but come on, man, come on.
Dude, what are you talking about? Trinidad James got hot because radio stations don't support their local artists? What the fuck? What? No, that, yeah, I think you missed. I think you must have said something wrong again.
No, I didn't. Look, Trinidad James has a very commercial sound, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and it's Atlanta. It's right. Different. We talk in New York.
No, I know.
Okay. So I'm just saying, dudes like Action Bronson, dudes right. like Joey Badass,
right.
the program director, the disc jockey, whoever, should right. give those guys some playtime. I'm not talking about being
go out of business.
Go out of business.
Yes, because nah. those guys don't have. Come on, bro.
Hot 97 is not gonna put Action Bronson and Joey Badass on the radio because they don't have a radio sound. And if they did that, they're gonna lose a majority of their listeners.
What Mike is saying is that when Trinidad James comes on the radio, people will turn it up.
Right.
When Joey Badass come on the radio, people are gonna change the channel.
Exactly.
You know,
it really is that simple.
It is that simple.
We may still think he's dope, but the majority of the radio heads are not. They're gonna be like, "What is this?"
You believe that it's New York's responsibility to help push them out there, to get more people to actually keep the channel on there. So if they'll play it more and put it more into rotation,
right.
more and more people will maybe changing the channel and will be more inclined to listen to it.
And I think that there's a lot of listeners, you know what I'm saying, that feel slighted, feel like they don't get everything from radio. Like, I don't listen to radio like that because artists like this don't get played. If I was in New York, I would want to hear a Badass.
You gotta think about this outside of a hip-hop fan, because as a hip-hop fan, I agree with you 1,000%. Yeah, exactly. That's obvious. But looking at this from a business standpoint, they'd be killing themselves if they did what you want them to do. There's no business positive, like, there's nothing that they're gonna gain from this if they throw people like this on, because first of all, they're not on label there and give them any money. You know, these guys are not gonna bring any money into that radio station, so why play them? It's a fucked up way of thinking, mm-hmm. and I think it's really shitty that radio is like that now, but that's just the fucking, the fact of the world, man. That's just the way shit works now.
And to piggyback off that, I give you another prime example. Shit, Detroit, people want to hear Big Sean. If someone comes to us and say, hey, yo, play this Danny Brown, that shit ain't gonna get played, man, because it's, like he said, it's from a small record label, they ain't gonna generate no money from it. They gonna generate money from the good music, Big Sean, right. So they gonna play that in Detroit.
Because people wanna hear it.
People wanna hear it.
Radio stations are in business to keep listeners.
That's a prime example.
That's right, the only reason
and
they're in business.
And that's in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? So that's not just New York. You know, I'm pretty sure it's probably the same way here. Yeah, it's everywhere.
I mean, here it's different because our sound is popular. But if you go anywhere else, this is a story that's fucking, that can be told about any fucking state out there.
Yeah, because
outside of the ones that are popular.
Yeah, because here you'll actually hear local artists right. blended in with, you know, more of the mainstream artists because it's the sound now.
Right.
So, you know, it's almost seamless.
I think this question is a great question, but it seems like the issue is pretty fucking cut and dry. It's pretty basic as to why this is happening. The sound of hip-hop has to shift before anything happens. And I don't know that New York is really helping that right now. Like, New York has stuck in their sound, and they haven't really deviated that much.
Nope.
And they're not. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because I don't really want them to. I love that sound. But if you want to get on the fucking radio, you gotta make radio music.
But you know, I think they tried that. I don't think it worked out very well.
I don't mean to make Southern music.
Yeah, I know, but I'm, you know, but...
I see what you're saying. They tried to, but it didn't go well.
Decided to just stick to what they know best.
They tried to, but they tried to hop on a bandwagon, which was a Southern sound, so it didn't come off as authentic.
Yep, because
so it they failed in that respect. But I think that they could do like ASAP. You can make like music that's commercially appealing without it automatically sounding like it's from the South.
And I think what backfired on New York too when you said that about them trying to do the Southern, because, you know, back in the 90s, they used to always boo and talk about the Southern artists.
Exactly.
So then here you go, you know, 15 some years later, you try to emulate that sound and then, ha-ha, it looks stupid for you. Now you, I think that's a good point that you made. All
right, NYC. What are you talking about?